So we can see from all this, especially from this usage of the word anger, that the spiritual life is a process of growth. It's more like a process of growth, more like the unfolding of a living thing, than it is like someone going from one stage to the next of a path, or one rung to the next of a ladder. Spiritual growth, we may say, is like the growth of a tree. You may have a small tree, a sapling, rooted in the ground. And then what happens one day? The rain falls. Rain falls, that's quite heavily. And that rain is absorbed through the roots of that tree. And the sap rises within the tree. And that sap spreads into the branches, spreads into the twigs. And in this way, the tree grows. So there's a pause, there's an intermission. And again, the rain falls. And again, the sap rises. And this time, not only does it spread into the branches, into the twigs, but leaves start unfolding. And again, there may be an interval. After a while, again, it may be no rain falls for a little while. There's a little dry period during which the tree may wither a little. But eventually, again, the rain falls. There may even be a real cloud burst, a real downpour. And then not only does the sap rise into the trunk, into the branches, into the twigs, into the leaves, but flowers start unfolding. So the following of the Eightfold Path is just like that. As I've said, there's a sort of glimpse of reality, a spiritual experience, in other words, a moment of perfect vision, just like the falling of the rain in the case of the tree, and this perfect vision, just like the sap rising, starts transforming different aspects of our being. The emotional life is transformed, then speech is transformed, actions are transformed, livelihood is transformed, even volitions and awareness are transformed, and to some extent, as a result of that moment of vision, to some extent the whole being is transformed. And this process is repeated over and over again, at ever higher and higher levels, until the whole being, at last, is completely and thoroughly transformed, and nothing is left untransformed. One's whole being is pervaded, as it were, by the light of enlightenment. And this is the stage of perfect samadhi, when one's whole being, one's whole consciousness, has been brought into line with the original perfect vision, and has been thoroughly transformed and transmuted by that, from the lowest right up to the highest levels. And this, of course, is the state of enlightenment or Buddhahood. The path has now been completely traversed, the path has been completely accomplished, the path has in fact become the goal, and the whole process of the higher evolution has been perfected and fulfilled. Well, with this, we come, of course, to the end of our journey. At least we come to the end of our journey in imagination, because to some extent at least we've been following this path so far, at least so far as these talks are concerned, in imagination. And I'm very glad that in the course of these talks, in the course of the last 8 weeks, we have had the company of so many people for so long, in many cases, right up to the end, right up to the conclusion of the journey itself. And I certainly do hope that this series, this course of talks, has been of some use and help, both to those who are newcomers to the study and practice of the Buddha's teaching, and to those who have been trying to follow the path with us for quite a while. It may be, I certainly hope it is so, it may be that the talks have given beginners and newcomers some glimpse, at least some inkling of the more practical side of the Buddha's teaching. And I hope that our regular members have been helped to have perhaps a clearer, even a deeper understanding of those things which already they may know.